McHenry, the Program Associate at Polonaris Eurasia, and with us today is Denisa Duvanova, an Associate Professor of International Relations at Lehigh University. Denisa, thank you so much for joining us for this Polonaris podcast. Your current work on a book titled Thieves, Opportunists, and Autocrats, Regulatory Discretion and Discretionary Regulation in Post-Communist States, what is it about?
All right. So the book subtitle is Regulatory Discretion and Discretionary Regulation in Post-Soviet States, which kind of explains where I'm heading with it. The book is about how the states implement their regulatory function. We know that bureaucratic agencies have enormous political influence, but oftentimes we think that such influence stems from the civil servants' input into the policymaking process. Quite contrary to that, in my book, I highlight what I think is a much more significant influence the bureaucrats have at the policy implementation stage. So they use their own interpretation of the state policy, and this is the source of the bureaucratic influence. I find that in some circumstances, actions of even the lowest-ranking public officials have very important effects on the way state policy is being implemented. But you can expect that the policy makers know about this, and oftentimes, I see it in my research, policymakers factor in the future expected effects of bureaucratic influence at the stage when the policy is being formulated, and at the stage when the political authorities design the bureaucratic institutions themselves. So the book I'm writing traces the post-communist evolution of regulatory policy implementation, both in the mechanisms and in the policy prescriptions. The title of the book refers to the idea that the amount of regulatory discretion the state grants to bureaucrats is predicated on the political survival of incumbent elites. The book explains under what conditions the autocrats want to empower the bureaucrats to plunder their societies and collude with opportunistic businesses.
You recently returned from a five-month field trip to Kazakhstan. What did you research there?
All right. So for my book, I trace the sources of regulatory discretion to, one, institutional capacity, and two, regulatory detail. And to understand how these two factors independently contribute to bureaucrats' ability to exercise their discretionary power, one needs to find environments that isolate those two factors. In the case of Kazakhstan, I was looking for an environment of a considerable amount of bureaucratic capacity that would not have significant variation across administrative units, but at the same time, the case that exhibited varying approaches to the state regulatory function. Kazakhstan is one of the three countries I analyze for this book project. The other two are Russia and Ukraine. Kazakhstan is the most stable authoritarian case of the three, and it exemplifies the more benign version of the solution to the autocrat's dilemma, in which the absence of eminent threat to autocrat's power makes him less interested in rewarding bureaucrats' loyalty with discretionary power over the society.
Your previous work was on business-state relations in post-Soviet countries. How does the current project relate to your previous work?
Right. The previous book reflects on the decades of the 1990s and the first decade of the second millennium. In that book, I look at the formation of business associations and the implications it has to the solution of the problems associated with regulatory environment. A lot had changed since then. When I was researching my first book, the regulatory state policy was taking place. So now my current work is, in a sense, continuation of my previous work. Although for the first book, I looked at the problems associated with state regulatory function from the receiving end of the spectrum, from the business perspective. The second book looks sort of flips it around and looks at the perspective of the states and bureaucrats who implement regulatory policy. So in a sense, the current work shifts the focus a little bit from the regulated entities to the regulators themselves. That is how I see the current project being the continuation of my first one.
Fascinating. Thank you so much for joining us for this Pwn Earth podcast.